Welcome to Pawword, Legendary Pets, the podcast where legends live forever. Dive into the enchanting world of Pawsburg and Spencerville, where we celebrate the magical bond between pets and their owners.
Ho, 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 and a bark, bark, bark. Welcome to the Pawword Podcast. Hope everybody's doing well and you're having a wonderful holiday season. For those of you just tuning in, Pawword is a platform where you can get customized dog stories and images about your pals, both here and over the Rainbow Bridge. I've had a lot of fun guests on. You should check out all the different episodes. This episode, we're going to play the story of Albert the Hanukkah Bulldog. There are tons of Christmas stories. As a matter of fact, last year we wrote the Christmas Bulldog, so we thought this year we'd adapted into the Hanukkah Bulldog. Last year it was Fat Russell and the Angel Paws group, and this year it is Albert and the Pawsburgers. You can also, this is an animated kind of children's books, which is available on Amazon, as well as the Christmas Bulldog. You can also get Journey Over the Rainbow Bridge and the Pawword Coloring Book over on Amazon, or visit us on gooddoggift.com, where you can get all the books signed by the author and cheaper as well. We have a great merchandise over there of the different characters on t-shirts and hoodies and mugs and stuff. So give us a shot over there. So without too much further ado, here is the story of the Hanukkah Bulldog.
This is the house where Big Al, the Hanukkah Bulldog, lives. It's just him and his dad, who he calls the Alter Cocker, which is a funny way to call him an old man. It's Hanukkah Eve, and Big Al is so excited. Alter Cocker, let's open the gifts now. Sorry, big guy, we have to go to the Hanukkah gathering. You know that we open gifts tomorrow, said the Alter Cocker. Off to the Hanukkah. Hanukkah gathering, the two of them went. I know Hanukkah Harry brought me everything I wanted, said Albert on the way. He better have, or you are in big trouble. Alter Cocker. The Hanukkah gathering begins when the rabbi, Baker, a well-dressed English bulldog, gets on stage. He announces there will be gifts for the children, and then a giant menorah. That's Big Al's favorite. He's overjoyed. I'm going to eat all of it, he announced. The Alter Cocker just shook his head. Albert watched as all the kids ripped open their gifts. But out of the corner of his eye, he saw the greatest thing ever. It was the mountain of latkes on the back of a truck. Albert yanked the old man as he rushed past the other dogs, jumping on the truck. As he did, his leash snapped in half. Everyone began yelling, Big Al! Alter Cocker ran after him, but couldn't catch up. There was too big of a crowd. Albert filled a bag with latkes and ran off into the woods to eat them. Albert had his giant bag stuffed with latkes. He ran as fast as he could into the forest of Pawsburg. He could hear his dad yelling to him faintly. Haha, Alter Cocker, you can't stop me. Big Al found a quiet spot in the woods to stuff his face with his bounty. Oh, no, my best friend. Where is he? Said the Alter Cocker. Don't worry, we'll find him. We will get him home for Hanukkah, said Baker. Alter Cocker sighed. He's not used to being on his own. We need to find him before dark. He explained. When Albert was done eating his pile of food, the old man was nowhere in sight. He was in a strange field in the woods with snow on the ground. He got scared for a second, but on the top of a rocky hill, he saw what looked like to be the old man. He struggled with his stubby legs to climb to the top. The shape that he thought was his dad was actually just a rock. He was angry, but at the bottom of the hill he saw his pal Baker. Come down, yelled Baker. I can't. I don't know how. My dad always carries me downstairs, replied Albert. He clearly had not thought this through. One paw at a time. You can do it, big fella. Baker urged him on. Albert was scared, but he carefully went down rock by rock. He slipped but caught himself in the leap to the bottom to see Baker sitting there. See, easy. I knew you could do it, pal, said Baker. Albert nodded proudly and followed Baker down a trail, looking at all of the snow and thinking of his Hanukkah gifts. Then he stumbled upon something, a blue box that said Merry Christmas on it. Albert looked inside. It was full of candy that looked like Santa Claus. Yay! Don't eat that, Albert, Baker screamed. That's chocolate. It's great for humans, but makes dogs sick. I didn't know, Albert said in a nervous voice. My dad usually tells me what food can hurt me. As they walked through the woods, Big Al became thirsty. He stopped next to a puddle and took a drink. "Yuck," he screamed. "This is dirty." Baker laughed and pointed at the lake. "Drink from there. It tastes much better." "My mistake. The old man changes my water when it gets dirty. That reminds me, I need to get home to open my gifts," said Albert. "Sounds like your old man treats you good," said Baker. "He's all right, I guess, but he didn't let me have my Hanukkah gifts yet," Albert added, as he took a drink from the lake. "There is more to Hanukkah than gifts, Albert," Baker commented in a wise tone. Just then, Big Al could see a reflection of Baker in the lake. "Baker, you look funny." But then he heard a deep, angry growl. Al turned around to see a giant, mean dog right in his face. "That's Meanie! Run!" Baker yelled at the top of his lungs, and Al moved faster than he ever had in his life. He ran so fast and so far, when he finally stopped, he had no idea where he was, and was completely out of breath. He had gotten away from Meanie, or so he thought. That evil growl started again. Al saw an old house not too far away. He ran, even though he was exhausted. But when he got to the house, there was a fence blocking the yard. Meanie was right on top of him. Al walked backwards into a corner. There was nowhere to go. Suddenly, he wasn't worried about his Hanukkah gifts. "I wish the old man was here." Meanie leaped at Al. In a last-ditch effort, Al wiggled his chubby body under the fence. Al sighed in relief. Meanie was staring at him, but the fence was in between them. Meanie didn't give up easy. He turned and started running at the fence, jumping right over it. At that moment, the door to an old doghouse opened up and 10 dogs came running out. They formed a circle around Al. Meanie was outnumbered. He growled loudly in frustration. Slowly, the 11 dogs walked into the little house one by one. The biggest one stayed out last to make sure everyone got in. Meanie barked. The leader, who was also a bulldog, stared at Albert deeply, examining him from head to toe. Al just laid down in exhaustion. "You're the first one who ever escaped Meanie on his own. I'm Rosie, and this group is Paws Burgers." The big bulldog barked at Al. Al finally felt safe, and he couldn't help it. He fell right asleep. When Al wakes up, the dogs are eager to talk to him, asking him tons of questions about his adventure. They offer him some food. He spits it out. "How dare you insult our food," they say. "I'm sorry," Al exclaims. "I'm used to hamburgers and corned beef, or steak or cheese. We have heard of this food, but we never have had it. Is it as good as they say? You have never had a cheesesteak or corned beef?" One of the dogs named Zelda says she had tasted a piece of a hamburger from the garbage behind the place with the big yellow M. "Gross. You guys saved me. It's only fair that I do something to repay you." "It'll get you some real food," Albert exclaimed. "You needn't repay us," Rosie replied. Then another bulldog named Lily added, "And you don't need to make up all these stories." "Yeah, Al, you're a good chap. We can be friends, don't need to tell tall tales about corned beef," said Wrigley, a big old mutt. "But I'm not making it up. I'll show you. Do you know how to get to Pawsburg?" "Yes, Pawsburg is over those hills where the bright lights are coming from, but Meanie is there all the time." Rosie replies, "Trust me, it's worth it. After all, tomorrow is Hanukkah," Al said. A little spaniel named Hercules asked, "What is Hanukkah?" "You don't know what Hanukkah is. That's it. You all are coming with me." Big Al screamed as he busted through the door. The 11 of them headed toward the bright red and green lights in the distance. Before they could get too far, there was a familiar growl. It was Meanie. He chased Al and the angel Paws, leading them to a dark spot in the forest, forcing them to hide a little cave to hide. There was little hope of them seeing Hanukkah. "Sorry, pals. I thought we could do it. I wish I could have shown you Hanukkah," said Al in a sad voice. As they were about to give up hope, there a soft sound heard in the distance. It was bells banging together. It grew louder and louder. It was getting closer. The dogs couldn't see, but they heard animals breathing heavy and stomping their feet. "It must be Meanie's brothers coming to get us," whispered Lily. "We are done for." At that very moment, a voice bellowed into the air. "Oi!" Albert poked his head out of the cave, and who did he see? Well, it was Happy Hanukkah Harry, the spirit of the Festival of Lights. "Get out of here, Meanie. Nothing but coal for you this year." The giant gift-carrying man pointed at his flying menorah and asked, "You folks need a ride? Looks like you got in a little trouble here on Hanukkah Eve." Who's that? Rosie whispered in Albert's ear. Al nudged Rosie, letting him know he'd explain later. Yes, Hanukkah, Harry. Thank you so much. Could you take us to my house? Albert said in his sweetest voice. That's 14 Russell Road? The spirit of the Maccabees asked with a smile. Surprising Big Al that he knew where he lived. The spirit of the Maccabees laughed. I know a lot about you, Big Al. Maybe you shouldn't have run off with those lackeys. The spirit of the Maccabees chuckled again. The altar cocker tried to tell me. He does so much for me that I never realized. The spirit of the Maccabees' sleigh took all 11 dogs to Big Al's house, landing in his backyard where a man waited. The altar cocker was so relieved and happy to see Al. They ran to each other and hugged, Al licking the old man's face. Never run away again, big guy, he said to Al as a tears ran down his face. Al nodded and licked him. And who are these nice-looking dogs? The altar cocker inquired. This is Rosie and her band of Pawsburgers. They saved me when I was in the woods. Well, isn't that interesting? Someone dropped off all of these gifts, the old man said as he opened the door to the house. Inside, you could see a pile of gifts with Pawsburgers' names on them. Rosie, Lily, Hercules, Mr. P, Margot Prince, Cleo, Maud, and Tay. Next to the pile of gifts was a table of food. Corned beef, cheesesteaks, hamburgers, chicken, every single item Albert had explained to his pals. The angel Paws sat there in awe of what they were seeing. Big Al moved in front of them and began to speak. This is Hanukkah, a time to celebrate with the amazing friends and family in your life, to share joy with one another. Each of the dogs, one by one, went up to the old man. They gave him a lick on the cheek to thank him. Big Al was last in line and whispered, I love you, Alter Cocker, forever. All the Pawsburgers raised a paw in the air, each holding some form of food from the table. Rosie exclaimed, To Big Al, our new pal, the Hanukkah Bulldog. The end.
That was the Hanukkah Bulldog. Hope you enjoyed that story. That one is kind of near and dear to our heart. We mentioned a lot of our friends and pals in there. We always try to give pay honor and tribute to those who support us, both the dogs that are here with us and those who have gone over the bridge. Visit Good Dog Gift, pawword.com. Grab some of the books over on Amazon. We're going to leave you with this. We also created a Albert the Hanukkah Bulldog song. So we hope you like it. Have a great holiday, and we'll be back next week.
Albert the Hanukkah Bulldog had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other bulldogs used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Albert join in any bulldog games. Then one foggy Hanukkah Eve, Alter Cocker came to say, Albert, with your nose so bright, won't you guide our party tonight? Then all the dogs loved him as they shouted out with glee, Albert the Hanukkah Bulldog, you'll go down in history. Albert the Hanukkah Bulldog loved his latkes oh so much. Ran into the forest deep, missing Alter Cocker's touch. Rabbi Baker, the wise bulldog, helped Albert on his way, teaching him the true meaning of the Hanukkah holiday. Albert learned a lesson on that special night. Hanukkah's about more than gifts, it's about love and light. Now all the Pawsburg dogs gather round with holiday cheer, celebrating Hanukkah with Albert Bulldog every year.
Thanks for listening to the Paw Word Podcast, where legends live forever. Enchanting tales of our pals and their adventures. We hope you will subscribe. Also, you can find us at pawword.com. or on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Have a great day.